It's the My Michelle Live Podcast.
Looking for the God story and news of the day. My Michelle Live, news and views. Here's Michelle.
Hey, good to have you with us today. It is News and Views Thursday. There are numerous news stories that circulate out there that we can share with you. There are numerous things that are happening. It's hard to keep up with. Oftentimes, we can see in the media, for convenience sake, for selling newspapers, sometimes for ideology, we see the same message. You just turn the channel and it's the same talking points verbatim. If you've ever looked up, go to YouTube and look up news montages where you'll see them saying the exact same thing every single channel all around the country. It's as though no one's really digging deeper. So what we like to do is not only share with you stories that you may have heard, maybe stories you haven't heard, and to dig deeper. The idea of My Michelle Live is to look for what we call the God story. If there is a God, what's he doing in all this? Is there a purpose? Can we see signs of a purpose? And what does he expect of you? I don't think there's a better way to dig deeper into what's happening in the news today, some of those news stories, and finding that God story, than taking current events and lining them up with what we call biblical prophecy, things that the Bible predicts will be happening sometime in the future, and in some cases, right before our very eyes. It's fascinating. So I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. I've come to love this woman on a friend level, not just on a, hey, she's a fun person to interview level. She is at ericagray.com. She has numerous books on numerous subjects that are have a nice foundation, a nice base. They can give you insight into different areas of life. And she is so gifted in parsing through biblical prophecy. It's a lot of fun. Wherever you are on the faith scale, I'll tell you, you may find this Twilight Zone-y fascinating, or you might find it life-changing. Whatever it is, we welcome Erica Gray with our Prophecy Report. Good to have you with us today, Erica. It's good to see your beautiful, smiling face, and welcome.
You're so kind. Thank you.
Woo! So much going on in the news, and it's been a hot minute since you and I have talked together. There are a lot of things that are going on. There's a lot of current events that tie into both biblical principle and biblical prophecy, and that's what I really wanted to delve into today. So one thing to start with is that recently we had a kind of a State of the Union speech, the first one from Joe Biden. There's a lot of policies that he's implementing that may have some biblical significance, and there are some that are surprisingly different than we might expect. I wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, one recently, and I want to highlight this, is you'll have certain media that lumps in all of his policy as globalist, and he's in with all of the globalists. And he actually just came out with the Buy American for the COVID recovery. He is advocating Buy American. And that's actually protectionist. That's not globalist policy. As a matter of fact, that's anti-globalist, because everything that's globalist is for world trade, reducing so that all the economies of the world prosper. But he just came out with it. But what's really frightening is, again, this misconception of him being part of this globalist and they're all in it together. And I talk about, we're in an age, we're in a multipolar world. That's the correct geopolitical term, meaning we're in an age of empires, which is exactly what the prophet Daniel predicted. These empires, and then this final empire. Well, one of the things that I'm following is the European Union, which is the revived Roman Empire. Their response to Biden's America Buy push has not been friendly. and they have promised retaliation. And we're beginning to see the empire not only punch up to its weight. Remember, their market is a third larger population-wise than the United States, although the U.S. market is also a large market in terms of GDP, but their market is also very significant, and they've realized this, and they're now beginning to punch up to their weight, as we would expect this empire to do, as well as they have other things in the works so that they could bridge this current gap in the world of finance in from the European financial markets to the US financial markets, because the US financial markets right now are superior. And they're coming out with a another type of a union and other things so that they can basically surpass the United States, and they already on some levels have. So I just wanted to highlight that, because the fact that Biden just came out with this America Buy to help the US economy has now ruffled the feathers of our European allies and this empire, who has now stated that there will be retaliation and that they are going ahead to forge now their own path in the world. So for anyone listening, that's really what's happening. You can't just do a blanket, they're all globalists, they're all doing this. It's more complicated than that. Okay. But the other exciting piece about this is in three passages, Revelation 18, you have Jeremiah 51, and you also have the passages of the King of Tyre, which is Satan. All of these deal with trade. Babylon was a hub for trade. Revelation 18, we see the final empire, a hub for trade. And so you want to follow this trade from the European Union, because it is growing powerful because of its trade pacts with other nations. Currently, they have 84 trade pacts, where the US only has 20. So these are more areas where prophecy is unfolding, where a lot of prophecy teachers aren't even following these developments. So you're hearing it here. So that, I think, is pretty major. And okay. I want to see how they're planning to retaliate. This could be very scary.
Yeah, it's interesting, the retaliation. This is our own country. You know, it's hard for us in some cases to wrap our heads around, look, buy local, take care of yourself, put your own mask on before you put the mask on someone else. That's kind of a mindset that we have in this fierce independence, I guess, in America, Erica. And we see that globalism being part of end time prophecies. While Joe Biden is much more of a globalist than the last president, as you're saying, this Buy America First mindset goes against that. So it's, I guess what I'm saying for the God story, Erica, is that it's interesting that sometimes from the least likely outlet, you'll see elements of something you didn't expect. And maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but I think it shows signs that maybe we can see that there's something bigger afoot, that it's just about a mindset or who you elect or who's in the White House, but really who's on the throne. And I'm talking about like the throne room of heaven.
Yes. And also, this prediction of this empire that Daniel predicted was exceedingly dreadful and powerful. And in something like trade or Biden, you know, coming now out with this Buy American, we begin to see, wow, this empire is beginning to flex its muscles. And listen to what this trade, you know, commissioner is now stating. And a lot of these things are not in the regular media. And so it's being missed of how this is really unfolding, but I report it on my channel, and you know, so my audience will get those pieces of information and those quotes. And I will be doing a more detailed program, you know, actually providing the quotes and what's being stated and what's being, you know, the type of retaliation. It'll be something dealing with trade.
Outstanding. This gives us some insight into what's really happening in the world around us, how it may fit in with biblical prophecy, how many, and it's not just one news story, and of course we can't go through all of them, but Erica, there's so many that seem to start building a picture. One of those things is something that every party, get together, dinner, sit and just have coffee with anyone, a subject has come up, it's on our minds, it's bombarded at us everywhere we go. It's part of the ad campaign, and that's vaccinations.
Yes.
Now, this is an interesting, I'm really looking forward to this. As you're listening, I think you'll enjoy this, because Erica and I are of kind of the same mindset on vaccinations. In one sense, the adjuvants are disturbing. We don't always know. And so you could say on one end, we've been kind of not so keen on it's a one size fits all thing. On the other hand, Erica's been vaccinated recently. I think that vaccines can be very helpful. There's a balanced approach that we should have, but we're not necessarily seeing that balanced approach in policy. I want to talk about that, this current event that we're all dealing with, and about how that might fit into biblical prophecy. And believe me, this is as you're watching or listening, treading a delicate line, because a lot of folks are looking at this, and you may have heard this. Well, that's awful, like the mark of the beast, and you know, it's the mark of the beast if you get the vaccine. That's on an extreme level. Less extreme is I'm not ready to get this. This is seeming a little bit creepy, like people control. There is a real fine line that we're wiggling here to find real balance, not extremism, not conspiracies, but really weed through and find what where biblical prophecy, biblical principle, sound mind, good decisions meet reality, Erica.
Okay, so there's one point I want to bring out. Okay, one of the things is, how safe is this? Because now you have, you know, and some people actually believe that this is to eliminate population and destroy a good portion of the world's population because there's too many people. Well, in the book of Revelation, in the four horsemen of the apocalypse, we see that 1/4 of the world's population is killed via the plagues that God issues. And the plagues, the Revelation plagues, are not COVID. COVID fits in with Matthew 24:7. Jesus said that is a sign of the end times. Not only would we have these events in nature, but we would have pestilences, plural, and that's a plague such as COVID. So the fact that Jesus said we would have these plagues, I then said, okay, this is not manufactured in a laboratory. Maybe they were playing with it in a laboratory and it escaped, but it's already in existence. But God's hand is in this. This is a sign. And the fact that COVID keeps mutating and it's turned into such a horrific thing. And look at what's happening now in India. I mean, sometimes you can't explain this. How do you, and not to say, I know a lot of Christians have gotten it. I think that God uses these things in our lives to always draw us closer. But I also, you know, when you read the Old Testament, you see that plagues really originate with God. But I think that this plague, I'm certain, this is a sign of the end times. And we also see these signs lead into other signs, which Michelle and I had a discussion, okay. And she was right on that some of this, the protocols of the, you know, maybe vaccination pass or passport, and you can't do certain things unless you are vaccinated, are paving the way.
So it's a precursor. This is a balanced approach to look at this. No, you're not getting the mark of the beast if you get the vaccine. Yes, there's concerns about the vaccine and its long-term effects, blood clots. You know, there's, yeah, for some people, goodness gracious, getting COVID was, a non-event, you know, kind of a cold, a walk in the park. And then you get the vaccine and it's like one of our regulars had said, Adam Holtz, it was like getting hit by a nuclear bomb. I've never been so sick.
My first vaccination, I had a lot of side effects.
Yeah.
I have fever. I think my arm felt like it was falling off. And then for like a couple of days, it felt like it was being stabbed. And also, I was the fatigue and everything. So what I did, they wanted me to get that second vaccination 28 days later. I didn't do it because they give you the same dose. And so what I did on my own was felt better spanning out that second vaccination. And I spanned it out to, I went 48, 7-8 days. And then I also got it in the opposite arm, because the left had hurt so bad.
Good for you.
So in other words,
this may be a lot of people who's listening. That may be your story as well. And I question why I might just not want to having had COVID early in February. Why can't I just have COVID, build up natural immunity? Herd immunity can be achieved. It's slow, of course, or probably slower can be. But, you don't hear about the bubonic plague. I mean, we still have 3 cases a year of the bubonic plague, really, in the United States, but it's not spreading everywhere. People aren't dying. Why is that? The bubonic plague was a horrific plague that took place before we had vaccines, and yet we managed to reach herd immunity with a lot of death and destruction. Does COVID have the same kind of effect? Some variants, maybe. So making that decision to get a vaccine should be our own personal choice. If I want to get sick, maybe let me do it naturally. But all of that to say that this is what we're dealing with today, friends. It has implications for biblical prophecy tomorrow. No, it's not the mark of the beast. No, it's not necessarily nefarious. But some of the protocols that are in place, Erica, are setting a stage for something that looks eerily biblical.
Yes, and I agree, definitely agree with you there. But the other reason that I said this is not the mark of the beast is because the specific boils that come from the mark. But I've written enough on the mark.
I didn't think about that. There are some very specific things, boils and some horrible side effects for when that time comes. But the protocols that are starting to be in place and the mindsets of people who say, no, everyone must get vaccinated and you can't do certain things, buy, sell, trade, fly on the airplane, travel without the vaccine. That to me is worrisome.
Yes, it's definitely setting that path, definitely setting it. But as far as it being the mark of the beast, the mark of the beast is far, far, far more sinister. The Antichrist is going to mimic the Godhead. And we read in scripture that he blasphemes God the Father, he blasphemes Jesus. There's not the mention of the Holy Spirit, but that's going to be the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And he's going to enter inside of you via technology, probably be able to put his thoughts in you. You will have a choice to accept it or refuse it. Those who refuse will be murdered, but those who accept the mark will commit the unpardonable sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit, for the sake of itself, has to retreat if it's been blasphemed. See, we can't commit that sin now because there's not a means to commit it, but the Antichrist will provide that. And where technology is going, we see it going, the quantum computing goes into the demonic realm. And actually, that image of the beast is going to be an electronic computer demonic that will have almost godlike capabilities on this earth, allowing him to mimic the spirit. And if you do that, you blaspheme the spirit. That's why this vaccine is, there's not even a comparison. And I think I also looked at the fact that, you know, you have the best doctors in the world. You have the best Israel. We know some of the best doctors are in Israel, and Israel was one of the first nations to, you know, vaccinate its, you know, vaccinating its population. You know, the world governments do not want their populations getting harmed because they want strong, you know, they want strong countries and strong empires. Why would they do anything? So, you know, I looked at it that way, but I think at the end of the day, in the spirit, I know that God was protecting me because I've not gotten COVID and that I have Psalm 91.
Oh, that's something I wanted to get to as well. Look.
But in the flesh, I'm a very anxious person.
Well, let me just intervene here. Erica, I think this is important for those who are listening, that look, you have to make a decision for you and trust that if you make that decision, that I don't care how weird you think the vaccine is, if you really think it's the right decision, I mean, God is able to protect you. Do I feel God's able to protect me from corona? Yeah, that's why I'm not walking around in fear. Do I put faith in those little plastic or those little paper masks and the masks that we have to wear where it maybe slows, but they're finding it's not really all that effective. All it is a security blanket. Fine. No, I don't. But will I wear one? Yeah, because it makes you feel better. That's great. You know, we have to put our faith in something a little bit deeper than our fear of a vaccine or our fear of corona, whatever it may be, because fear, Erica, really does play into some of the culmination of end time prophecies, which you think that we might be on the precipice of.
Yes, yes. But I also think too, I mean, I would just remember, you know, going into New York and seeing, you know, a lot of the Asians that were coming in from Asia wearing masks. This is pre-COVID. And I remember it struck me and thinking, wow, you know, they're walking around New York and they're wearing masks. Like, why are they wearing hit? And I realized that they experienced SARS. So, I mean, I can just say that since I've been wearing a mask, I haven't even so much as gotten a cold. I'm kind of enjoying this, you know, and realizing that maybe, you know, it's also preventing some other things. So I guess I'm not anti-mask either, because, again, I've seen it as I've been in, you know, just going into New York, I've seen it. And prior to COVID, you know, with the Asians coming in.
Girl, I'm the person who before the pandemic, I was a little bit weird because I always use a scarf or something to open public door handles. I like avoiding germs, you know, and yet, you know, germs are important to our immune system. If we don't get exposed, it's, you know, we get I can't say the word. It's morning here. It's like, it's an important thing to our immune system. I get that. But the Bible talks about being wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I love that analogy of balance because, yeah, I can know that I need to be exposed to things, but that doesn't mean I have to be foolish. So finding balance. Yeah. Why I think that balance thing and why I keep going back to it, Erica, is so important is because I think the whole impetus of end times and some of the dire things that are happening and going to happen to man, the way we interact, we're already on the doorstep of that. And a lot of that comes from that lack of being balanced. Maybe taking God out of the equation causes us to list in the weird directions.
Yes. And I think you hit it there too, I mean, I think it's a gray area. I mean, I can't tell you that I felt God leading for me to take the vaccine. I think also because the government was asking this of the population, they weren't, you know, saying you had to, but they were saying we would like, you know, and I really saw the leaders being very concerned. I believe their concern and worry was genuine. Many of them all willing to take this first themselves. I remember listening to French President Emmanuel Macron talking about the suffocation that COVID causes and how frightening. And you don't know, you know, if you get it, will you be one of those? It's like this Frankenstein virus that can go into other organs. And I just felt a sense of, you know, even though, yes, I have faith and I know that God protects me, I also just feel better just knowing that I can go out there, that I've had the vaccine, that there is a level of protection in the flesh. Because at the end of the day, we're still in the flesh. And it's kind of interesting because some of the books that I've just dealt with that were more personal, more relating to advice in the end times, one of the things that you really see is the human aspect, the flesh. You know, you saw it in different relationships and different individuals, and God's still working despite that. And, you know, for me, I've always been prone to anxiety. And I don't think that even as close as I am with the Lord, I'm ever going to be at a point where I will be anxiety free. Now, God has done wonderful things compared to where I was at, but I still have a level. I tend to be more anxious. I think part of that is also being a writer, artist, you know, and
being connected with the news. It's hard not to be a little anxious. I wanted to tie some things in though, right? I wanted to tie some of this in though to biblical prophecy and how we are indeed becoming so, I don't know, maybe in, we have an inability to see another side, inability to find balance, inability to want to build bridges. And I will give you an example. Sometimes I'll post things on social media to get differing reactions, to gauge where people are so that I can utilize it for the radio show. So I posted, and I think it was controversial, but it was a picture. And it was a picture of a flagpole. And on that flagpole, the flag was replaced with a mask. And the caption was, "Flag of slavery." Now, that was very controversial in a way, because when we think slavery in America, we only see race issues. When I saw the meme, I thought more of, you know, are we being a slave to fear? You know, not saying that a mask is bad, but, you know, mandating, is it being a slave to fear? And I thought it might invoke some good conversation. Instead, what it did beyond some good comments was invoke absolute tirades of assumptive behavior of what I think and what I do. And by the way, Michelle, I've seen you, your post, you shot a gun before. So, you know, it's like, wait, what does this have to do with the meme? And, you know, it was just outlandish. And while I tried to say, look, I'm just asking, and I didn't say I thought this, I just was asking for opinion. There was no building a bridge. There's just a point in someone's head where there is no longer an ability to connect. How does that tie into end times and what the Bible talks about will happen in these days?
Oh, Michelle, it's just so classic, because the Bible talks about the 2 Timothy 3:1-5, the perilous times, the brutality, the lack of love. Jesus said that if the days were not shortened, there would be no faith, in part because people are going through such horrific things, but also this lack of love. And yes, I see it. I mean, for me to come on your show and say that I was vaccinated is a big deal. I mean, that already.
Really? Because for me to come on my show and to say I'm not is a big deal.
I have shot a gun. Okay. So I've shot guns, and not just a gun, guns. So I have, at a range, I shot a variety. So I, don't fit the mold. I don't fit. I think the thing that we also tend to do is you're seeing this putting, you know, the left, the right, you're left, you're right, you're a liberal, you can't put people
apparently
in the mold.
I'm QAnon too, because I posted that and asked for thoughts. So I was so grateful that they pointed that out, because I didn't know that.
You were QAnon?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Who knew? I didn't.
That is so funny.
But I think there is like a blindness, and the Bible talks about, you know, brother against brother, and it can feel that way, that we have lost our natural affection. We're lovers of sin and pleasure instead of lovers of God. I mean, we have turned everything cattywampus, and we do that at times without balance. And that has nothing to do with what side of a mask issue you're on. That's a heart issue.
No, I've actually seen posts like that, not here in the United States, but I've seen it, you know, with some of the Europeans posting similar things as well. You know, about like the prison, you know, the imposed prison, and, you know, it's thought provoking. It is interesting. I mean, we were, you know, pretty much, even though it wasn't a mandated lockdown, I mean, it really kind of was. And, you know,
and there's nothing wrong with talking about it. Nothing wrong with talking about it. Nothing wrong with engaging with each other. Nothing wrong with looking at a controversial meme and saying, let me see what your point is. Okay, here's why I think you're wrong. Well, let me see what your point is, because that's how things get solved. But they're not being solved now. And we're spiraling ever downward, it would seem, in a lot of ways. We have a lot of hypocrisy of selective outrage. An example is with race issues here in the United States and civil rights. And yet we have this love affair with China. How does that tie into biblical prophecy?
Love affair with China. Can you elaborate? Because I don't see a love affair with
China. Oh, well, I do. Where, you know, we have many people, where we have such an engagement and a trade with China, where we have a lot of folks like LeBron James, who has had, you know, Black Lives Do Matter, but yet lives don't seem to matter when he's wearing Nikes and tied into Chinese, you know, companies that have a hard time. Chinese ties. We see things like
Chinese products.
We see like Disney, who is now very woke, but yet they filmed Mulan in a province where there is, in that same province, just neighboring to where we're filming, enslavement, internments. That's nuts to me. It's hypocrisy.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And so my question is, how does China, as you know, that's bantered around, and how we have a connection with China, or even a protection of China. The virus is the first virus or disease that is not named from the area that it comes from, because that's considered racist. You know, you can't call it the Wuhan virus. It has to be called, you know, Corona, or what, you know, it seems as though there's just something there. And so I guess my curiosity is there a biblical explanation for that kind of connection and love affair right there?
No, I think we see that though in a lot of levels. It's even, you know, the people that come out against, you know, that are anti-globalist, you know, yet use the internet, which is probably your greatest vehicle of globalism that you could possibly.
Okay, you can see it on that end too.
Well,
okay,
there's a lot of those. I think there's a lot of those contradictions, but you do bring out a good point. You know, we love our Chinese goods because they're cheap and we can get them really inexpensive, and you know, we keep buying things made in China. So you're right about that.
Yeah. So very, very, very interesting. In our final moments together, are there other news stories that have piqued your interest and made you go, let's see, I think I know a scripture verse that deals with as we look at biblical prophecy?
How about the mouse plague, the mice plague in Wales, which is pretty, was just, I mean, the visual of these thousands and millions of mice in running through the hay and ruining the grain crops. So that's one that seemed to kind of just go over the radar. And this wild tornado, some kind of a very rare occurrence. And I'm not exactly sure where it happened. I'd have to actually look it up. But it was like 23 tornadoes touched down. And it was like, wow, like just some kind of rare occurrence. So, you know, you have this mouse plague going on in Wales, and then you had this, you know, crazy tornadoes. And there's more, but those two things stood out. I think, right. Oh, and also I think what's happening right now in India, you know, it's really very interesting with COVID that, you know, it seems that it's almost, you know, it's going from one, I'm going to call it empire because this, you know, India's one
getting back to empires. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and now we're seeing these, you know, horrific images of this virus that's just, you know, not quitting and just going glow. I mean, so I think that the world's nations are sort of bogged down right now, you know, trying to get this under control. But as I've stated earlier, prophecy leads to more prophecy.
Okay, so let me get to the final point. It goes back to, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who is in charge of these empires. What matters is who's on the throne, and that's Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you very much for joining us, my friend. It's been a lot of fun getting us connected, and we will connect with you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And I just want to say for my audience, subscribe to Michelle's channel. It is a great show, and let her know that you listen.
Bless your heart, Erica.
More news and views at mymichellelive.com.